Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm here in Ashbourne outside the pub. Not that we can go to the pub at the moment here in the UK because we're in lockdown mark two. Steve and I were here a while ago, a couple of years ago. You may have seen one of those videos we recorded from here. Derbyshire in England is a beautiful part of the country. Today I wanted to make a video just quickly about choices versus decisions, and I've made a video on this kind of thing before, but I wanted to make a slightly different point with this one, and that is that there are loads of different articles and videos out there that talk about choices versus decisions and what's the difference and, you know, how do you get to making a decision. And it's really difficult when you're talking about relationships because there's so much involved. There's all the history, you know, there's the property, there's the stuff that you build up between the two of you financially, there's kids, there's so much that's tied in with making a decision around a relationship and whether you're going to stay and work on it, whether you're going to move on. I mean, sometimes these decisions are taken out of your hands, but if you're in a situation where you're not sure about the decision that you want to make about the relationship, how do you get clear? Talked before about the difference in kind of feeling or motivation or energy in the word choice versus decision. Decision is more of a cutting off of things, a reducing down of different options till you're left with something. Whereas a choice is something that you do when you really want to move in a certain direction. A choice is movement towards something. A choice is agency. You know, it's I am going towards something I want. And you can say that about decisions, but decisions are often I'm going away from things that I don't want. And we're always trying to get you clear on what you want, right? Because there is this difference in the energy that you bring. And when we're talking about being a man, when we're talking about, you know, being the masculine leader or the masculine part of the relationship, then being able to have that forward motion, that energy that's moving, expansive rather than contracting, that's what we're talking about a lot of the time. So choice versus decision, I think there's a clear and important difference there. So some people will say, well, when you've got a decision to make, listen to your body, listen to the sensations, ask yourself the question, and then listen very carefully to see what reaction you get in your body. Is it constricting or is it expanding? You know, do you feel like energy is flowing in the right direction or do you feel like things are closing down? And we're always talking about the sensations and the emotions in your body are coming from how you think about something. So yes, that exercise is useful. Ask yourself a question and feel the response, because there is a lot of wisdom in your body. But that wisdom is telling you, are you focused on the right thing? Are you focused on what you can control? Are you focused on something that is the right path for you versus something that is trying to manage or control something that's outside of your control? So, decisions versus choices. I hope that's useful for you. My main point is, when you're making a choice, that choice is all about you, right? Because it's for you. It's not a decision to move away from something else. It's not a decision to cut off something. It's a choice for you to move towards something you want. And you've got to know what that is, what you want. And oftentimes it's hard to get clear on what you want until you're clear on who you are and why. Right? What's important for you? Again, same old thing that we go on and on about. But it's because underneath every decision, every choice you ever make, when you're clear on your values, when you're clear on who you are as a man, it makes everything so much easier. Right? I got a choice to make about, say, whether I want to stay in a relationship or not. Right? We've got a choice to make about whether I think this relationship has the potential to be the relationship that I want to be in, you know, to grow and learn and develop to become the thing that I really, really want. You need to know exactly what kind of man you are. Are you a man that stays and works on things? And puts in the effort to create opportunities for things to grow and develop? Are you a man that turns toward difficult conversations and doesn't shy away from confrontation? Are you a man who is willing to be vulnerable and talk about what he's really thinking and feeling, you know, and lead the conversation, lead the relationship in a new direction? We're always talking about things are never going to change unless you bring something different. Right, so what's the choice that you can make that will bring something different? Do you know what that is? Do you know why? Do you know where you're headed? Anyway, that's all I've got for you today, guys. Thanks very much for coming and listening again. If you want to have a conversation, free consultation call, come to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com, fill in the application form. These are free calls. We do this. We have other coaches that we've trained, Steve and myself. Every day we're speaking to new guys. Every day we're having conversations. We want to show you that actually having a really good, great, honest conversation with somebody who's not there to just be your friend and tell you, you know, fuck everybody else, you know, I can't believe people are treating you in this way. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to point to you and say, well, what do you want? We're going to get you really clear on why you're making the certain choices that you are. And if you say you want something different, we're going to ask you, why aren't you moving in that direction? Okay, take it easy, guys. See ya. Bye.